the very hungry caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. See the little egg? One Sunday morning, a warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg, came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. Can you see him? Yeah. He started to look for some food. Look. On Monday, he ate for one apple, but he was still very hungry. On Tuesday, he ate for two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate for three plums, and he was still hungry. Yeah, that's the deal. On Tuesday, he ate for two pears, not two, but he was still hungry. So Wednesday, he ate three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate for four strawberries, but he was still hungry. Yes, you got this right. On Friday, he ate for five oranges. But he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate for one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomachache. He ate too much, didn't he? The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate for one ice cream and leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't little anymore. He was big and fat. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. Did you like that story? What do you think about him? Did he eat a lot? You can talk. Can we read this one? Sometimes I'm afraid. Sometimes I'm afraid. Once I couldn't find my mother, I looked and looked for her. I looked in the bedroom, and I looked in the bathroom. I looked in the living room and in the kitchen. I couldn't find her anywhere, and I was so scared that I cried. And I cried. But then she came up from here, the basement. She was down there all alone, just doing the laundry. She hugged and kissed me and brushed away the tears. And I wasn't afraid anymore. Next time she said, just call. So now when I can't find my mother, I call. And she always answers. We had a big dog next door. A big, big dog. Much bigger than me. I used to be afraid of that dog. He barked and barked. And he was so big. But one day, all of a sudden, there he was, standing right beside me. And he didn't even bite me. He wagged his tail, and he licked my hand in a tickle. I laughed and laughed. Now he's my friend. Once there was this huge shadow on the wall, and it raised its arms and it curved them over. It shook its fingers at me. Then it came to get me. Oh, I was scared. I screamed. It grabbed me. But it was only my brother. He laughed and I laughed and he hugged me and I wasn't afraid anymore. Sometimes I have nightmares. I wake up crying and I am afraid. I'm afraid of the mean streets. They howl in the night. Then my daddy comes and turns on the light. He kisses me and holds me. Holds me close and everything is all right. I used to be afraid to go on the slide. I tried climbing the ladder, but it was so high. I looked down and it made my stomach feel real funny. So I climbed down again. But the little girl down the street could go up fast, and she wasn't afraid at all. She had so much fun. So I took a deep breath and I climbed up. I didn't look at all. I did it. I really did it. Now I'm not afraid anymore. Once I ran out in the street after a bog, and the car screeched its brakes. It almost hit me. I was scared, but not as scared as Mom. She says there are some things I should be afraid of. She says I must never do that again. I can remember I used to be afraid much more than I am now. I used to be afraid of the big bad wolf and the three little pigs. But I'm not afraid of that anymore. I'm big enough. Sometimes I'm still afraid, but that's okay. Everyone is afraid sometimes. You like that story? Hmm? I'm shy?